This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to U.S. money for the United Nations. President Obama will meet with incoming United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres. Guterres will step into the role of Secretary General in January. That's also when we'll see a new administration in Washington. What could U.N.-U.S. relations look like under President Trump? Marketplace's Rima Grace reports.
Under the Obama administration, U.N.-U.S. relations have been pretty solid. Some campaign statements by President-elect Trump indicate there could be clashes on issues like climate change and refugee policy. But, says James Jeffrey, a former U.S. diplomat,
his views clearly are not cast in concrete, and a lot of people are going to think, okay, let's see what we can do with this guy. He wants to do deals? Let's do deals.
One of Trump's candidates for Secretary of State is former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton. He says the U.S. contribution to the U.N.'s regular budget at about 20% is too high. He also thinks it shouldn't be paid automatically like taxes, but instead voluntarily, like giving to your favorite charity. Sarah Cliff, a former U.N. Assistant Secretary General, disagrees.
There would be risks, perhaps, if that system was broken down, that decisions made in the U.N. would not be seen as neutral.
She says how U.S.-U.N. relations will fare depends on who Trump appoints to crucial foreign policy jobs. I'm Rima Grace for Marketplace.